You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. The death of Sonia Massey in July prompted nationwide outrage. Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson shot and killed Massey, an unarmed Black woman, in her home after she called for help. Grayson's history of problematic behavior has since come to light. For IPM News and Invisible Institute, Farrah Anderson has the story of one woman who tried to sound the alarm but wasn't taken seriously. A note to listeners, this five-minute story includes some descriptions that may not be suitable for young audiences.
Chelsea Lowe's life turned upside down after her arrest by Sean Grayson. At the time, 2 years ago, she was a single mother battling addiction and in an abusive relationship with her now ex-boyfriend. On the night of October 3, 2022, Chelsea was traveling in a car from Champaign to Lincoln to purchase a large quantity of methamphetamines, which she says was to stock up. When they stopped for gas, Chelsea says she saw Deputy Grayson watching them from a squad car.
I tell the people I'm with, like, look, we should not leave. If we leave, that cop is going to pull us over. I already knew it.
They drove off, and Grayson pulled them over. In his report, he says the driver didn't use a turn signal. Chelsea disputes this. In a panic, Chelsea says she took all the drugs in the car and inserted them inside her vagina to hide them. At the jail, Chelsea says Grayson ordered her to remove the drugs from herself in front of him and another male officer. IPM and Invisible Institute requested the video for independent review, but the sheriff's office said that none existed. Chelsea says a female officer came out and stopped her.
Because he was in uniform, if I didn't do what he wanted me to do, he was going to make everything that much worse for me, and he has.
Chelsea was taken to a nearby hospital. She was laying in the hospital bed, her legs in stirrups, waiting for the doctor to come and remove the drugs when...
Next thing I know, the curtain flies back, and there's Officer Grayson and, like, two other male cops. Immediately, the doctor grabbed the curtain, because he saw me. He saw, and that other cop, they saw my vagina, like, everybody saw, and I'm crying, I'm upset. And so they pulled the curtain back, and he says, I will let you know when I'm finished, do not do that again.
The hospital did not respond to request for comment. While in jail, Chelsea submitted a complaint, accusing Grayson of acting inappropriately during her arrest. Records show her complaint was deemed unfounded, but she was never interviewed, nor given any information about how her complaint was investigated. We now know this wasn't an isolated incident. Supervisors noted a history of problematic policing with Grayson, including faking evidence in arrests and initiating a high-speed chase that reached speeds of over 100 miles per hour. Before becoming an officer, he'd been discharged from the military for, quote, serious misconduct. If the Logan County Sheriff's Office had taken action, Chelsea believes they could have prevented Grayson from moving on to Sangamon County, where he ultimately shot and killed Sonia Massey.
It's like incident after incident after incident with this cop, and they didn't do nothing. They did nothing.
Legal experts we spoke with agree that this was one of many missed opportunities to intervene with Grayson. Here's attorney Lauren Jones with Impact for Equity, a nonprofit law firm in Chicago.
These departments that Grayson was employed by ended up being more concerned about protecting their own reputation and the reputation of the officers than ensuring the safety of the citizens they're sworn to protect.
Jones also noted that the sheriff's office could have reported Grayson's credibility issues to state authorities, but didn't. Chelsea was convicted of unlawful possession and intent to deliver methamphetamines, both Class X felonies. She spent several months in jail, lost custody of her son, and was preparing herself for a prison sentence of up to 20 years. But then, in August, a judge decided to drop her case, post-conviction, which is extremely unusual. And we don't know why it happened. Neither the defense nor the Logan County State's Attorney would tell us. But Chief Public Defender in Champaign County, Elizabeth Pollock, speculates that after Sonia Massey's death, the state started looking at cases Grayson was involved in.
My guess is that when the state is going back and reviewing all of the files that this deputy was involved in, that they're picking through his actions with a fine-toothed comb. So my thought is that they feared that on appeal or in some future proceeding, this incident would be brought up, which may cause a reversal of the conviction anyway.
The day her case was dropped, Chelsea stood up to leave the courtroom, and the judge told her to take advantage of this second chance. But her life is still not back to what it was. She's living with her mom, seeing her son several times a week. She wants to get a job in her own place, but the felony conviction still on her record has made all that impossible.
For 2 years, I thought I was going to prison. So my work was affected. My emotional state was affected. My time with my child was affected. I lost everything. I lost my house. Everything. Everything I had was gone. It's all gone.
For now, she says she's focused on rebuilding her life and her relationship with her son. I'm Farrah Anderson, reporting for IPM News and Invisible Institute.
This story was co-reported by Sam Stecklow.